Hello, this is Dr. Melissa Stiles with the Department of Family Medicine, and I'm here with Dr. Kathleen Walsh, and we're here to talk about geriatric assessment. Welcome, Dr. Walsh.
Well, thanks for the invitation. I appreciate being here.
So in thinking about geriatric assessment, let's think about a common scenario. On your schedule today, you have 15 minutes, and you have a new patient who's 85 years old, multiple medical problems. This can be overwhelming for both the patient and the doctor as they try to figure out what to cover in the visit. How do you approach this patient to make this visit productive for both you and the patient?
What we've gone to in our clinic setting is when we schedule new patients, whether it be a 35-year-old, a 65-year-old, or an 85-year-old, once we see it's a new patient, we ask them to obtain old records and have them sent to us prior to the visit so I can review those. I mean, it's so important to review old medical records. We also call the patient. Many times we send out a questionnaire if they can fill it out or a family member can fill it out. And then we ask them to bring in all of their medications, not just a list, but actually bring in the bottles and then review those as well.
And why do you think that's important, to bring in the bottles?
Very good question, Dr. Stiles. We ask them to bring in the bottles because you'd be surprised at how many of these medications are, one, expired, and two, several folks may intermingle some of the medications. So you'll look in the pill bottle and find different types of pills, and they may be taking, you know, several different types at one time and not recognizing it.
Well, let's go into what the components of a geriatric assessment are. When I think about this, I really think it's all about function. We're looking at what we can do to keep someone at home for as long as possible, as comfortable as possible. How do you look at geriatric assessment?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about yourself or your family members, you want to stay at home. You want to remain independent. So the first thing we do is review all the medical conditions, whether it be hypothyroidism, Parkinson's disease, cardiovascular disease. Review all of those. Review all their medications. Do they need to be on these medications? Why were they placed on the medications? How long? And some of these medications, you'd be surprised. Some of them have side effects that they mention to their physicians, and then they're put on another medication for that side effect. So just simple things like that to go through. The functional assessment, the cognitive assessment, a depression screen, an environmental screen, including social support and advanced planning. There's a lot to go through.
Dr. Walsh, can you expand on what is a functional assessment? What are the components?
Well, things that you and I take for granted are basic activities throughout the day, activities of daily living, such as getting up, brushing your teeth, making a cup of coffee. We look at those things. Can patients function throughout the day and do just basic activities of daily living, you know, changing their clothes, bathing themselves? Then we progress into the instrumental activities of daily living. Are they able to balance a checkbook? Can they make a meal? Can they drive the car? Do they know where they're going when they go one place and get back home again? In addition, we also assess the gait and balance, just basic things. Can they actually walk around the house and not worry about falling? Sensory assessment, the cognitive screens, and the depression screen. We do all of that during the functional assessment.
What do you focus on during the medical evaluation?
Again, reviewing all the medical records. It's so important because even if you're asked yourself, what year did you have your appendix out, or when did you have your heart surgery? You know, after a while, you can't remember those years or when it actually happened or where it happened. So we look at all the medical records. It does help a lot. We go through a review of systems, examples of sensory impairment. Have they been to a dentist? Do they have any problems eating? Any issues with memory? Issues with urinary symptoms, falls, sexual dysfunction, nutrition? Are they getting enough nutrition? Pain?
So you're really talking about kind of a geriatric focus review of systems.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In terms of medications, one strategy I like is when someone comes in with a medication list, I like to review the medication, ask them why they're taking it, is it working, and is it still needed? What I find is that often medications are added for good reasons, but then they're never revisited to see if they're working or not. Or they'll get a side effect from the medication, and then another medication's added on, and then you're into polypharmacy.
Absolutely. Most of the patients that I see now don't know why they're on the certain medications. And one of the things that we like to do is make a list, a very simple, readable list of their medications, why they're on it, and when they take it during the day.
So in summary, what do you think are the keys to an efficient visit?
Have the patient or the family member bring in old records or have the old records sent to us prior to the visit. Bring in all of their medications. Have a family member come with them. And develop a questionnaire targeted to the older patients to have available at their first visit. whether you send it out to them and they fill it out, or they bring it in and we fill it out together.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.